House Bill 1139, an act revised certain provisions related to energy conservation measures. House Bill 1139 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimonies. Welcome to State Affairs.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and members, I am Representative Ed McLaughlin from District 34 in Rapid City. And in the essence of time, I'll get right to the point in a hurry.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your working us in, as we do have a consultant from out of town. The 1139 deals with some changes and additions to the Energy Conservation Statute in 133B-2. And it helps cities and other entities, counties and school districts and so on. The people here are to explain some of the proposed changes in detail as exactly what they will do. Basically, we want to add some language that will help the area of wind energy and for small towns and with their use also with water meters and other gas and electric endeavors. I'd ask that you hear for some experts on this, and at this time I'd like to call Diana Miller to give some further testimony.
Thank you. Further proponents. There,
I do have some amendments that I would like to have distributed and have them addressed at this time.
Thank you.
These amendments were added to the bill by the Bureau of Administration, and this bill is being presented by the Municipal League, and this amendment has been addressed by that group.
Okay, thank you, Representative McLaughlin. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the House State Affairs Committee, I'm Diana Miller, registered lobbyist for Johnson Controls, and if I could speak to the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Granted.
Thank you. What basically we're trying to do, and I'll be very brief, we're currently trying to provide some additional options for some projects with cities and counties and school districts by adding language that states that we would allow them to count as an energy conservation project, a project that also increases operating revenues. We currently have that you can count it as a project if it reduces energy consumption or your operating costs, but some projects we put in place also increase your operating revenues, such as a metering system for a water a plant, because the cost you save when you meter it, you can apply toward the project and save it, and even though they are increased revenues. So we've added a number of amendments, not a number, but we've worked with the Bureau of Administration, who has the implementation over this section of the statute, and we've worked also, talked with utility people to come up with the amendments, and the amendments are stated there on line 7, where we added through the generation of energy, renewable energy, so we cover like the wind energy projects that potentially could impact this state, and improve metering technology, which is for the water systems. On the page 2, on line 2, we're cleaning up something we passed last year. We passed last year a statute, the legislature did, that allowed a longer payback period from 10 years to 15, and we didn't clean this section of the law up. So we're asking you to clean the and change the 10-year payback to the 15 to clean it up and bring it in line with other statutes that were passed. And then line 8 simply restates that they have to be improvements in the energy or utility area, and that we have to improve energy or metering efficiency through the generation of energy, renewable energy, or improved metering technology. And I do have a person who works with Johnson Controls and does this all the time with the projects, so they can better explain, because I'm certainly not an expert in it, Mr. Chairman. And I just briefly, I'd stay by for any questions, and thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents.
Morning, Chairman, committee members. I'm Brian Miller with Johnson Controls, and basically what the existing law does now, as Diana related, is allow the savings from an improvement project to fund that project over a 15-year term. And as she related, there's certain projects we implement that don't technically generate savings, they generate revenue. An example would be a water metering system. As the water meters age, they measure less and less of the water that goes through the meter. So, for example, somebody may be using 10 gallons of water and only paying for 7. So if the city were to replace that meter, they would increase their revenues, not technically savings. So basically what we're asking is to increase the scope of the law to consider revenue as part of the payback calculations in addition to savings.
Okay, thank you. Further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We are in support of this bill. I think it could provide nice opportunities, and with that, we would urge your support.
Thank you. Further proponents? Any further proponents? Seeing none, we will open to opponents. Opponents of House Bill 1139. Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close to questions of the committee. Are there any questions?
I have a question.
Representative Dykstra. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Miller. What's this whole section for? I mean, why does this have to be in statute at all? Is it to allow...
It's really a financial solution, a tool to allow public entities to finance projects over time and fund those projects within their existing budgets so they don't have to pass a bond or issue capital outlay certificates.
Thank you.
Further questions? Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we will close to discussion and or action from the committee. Representative Michaels.
I move the amendment 1139, Tango Alpha.
Motion by Michaels, seconded by Miles. Amendment 1139 TA. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 1139 is so amended. Further comments and or action? Representative Hargens moves do pass. Seconded by Representative Dietrich, do pass on House Bill 1139 as amended. Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Frost?
Aye.
Garnas?
Aye.
Haley?
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye.
Krause? Aye.
Michaels? Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. House Bill 1139 goes to the floor. House Bill 1139 as amended goes to the floor with a do pass recommendation.